Welcome to 5 Minute Philosophy with me, Stanley Harris.
And me, Dan Harris.
Okay, so the subject we're going to be looking at today is companions.
Shall I start the timer?
Yes.
Let's go. 5 minutes. Okay. I'll ask the questions, but before we start...
We've got a new feature.
A new feature. What is that, Stanley?
We're calling it Fact Centre. It's just a few facts about the topic before we do the questions.
Pretty self-explanatory. Fact Centre. We've got two facts today, okay, to do with companions. We did some research. Wall Street Journal reported in 2018, they did a survey of young people, and they found that 68% of young people, that's two-thirds, prefer to meet their friends online than face-to-face. And in fact, that number had gone up from 51% just 6 years earlier. And so that's quite an increase, a very rapid increase. And what's interesting about that is the implications of what could that be today, 2021,
yeah.
Especially after a pandemic.
Yeah.
Okay, so that's the first fact. Fact number two. A poll of 2,000 people, this was The Independent, they did a poll of 2,000 people and 53% preferred to be with pets more than with their best friends. So, wow. Okay, pets over best friends. So let's actually start there, Stanley.
Yeah.
Tell us about, you know, pets versus best friends.
Yeah, well, as we just heard, the majority of people in a poll would have said, yeah, I would prefer to be with my pet than with my best friend. But why would that be? I guess because one of the reasons might be, and we'll come a bit more onto this later, but it might be because... when you're with your best friend, you kind of have to talk, and that might be a bit stressful. Trying to find what should I say? Am I supposed to be saying it like this, or am I supposed to be answering like this?
It's a bit. I think that might be called synchronous communication, where when you're on, it's a bit like being on the phone, and you know you have to keep the conversation going.
Yeah.
Whereas asynchronous communication. Like when you're online and you're chatting, that you're allowed to have pauses between, you know, things you say to each other. So I wonder if it's because it's easier.
Yeah.
Because
with your pets, you don't really have to talk to them. You can just be around them.
Yeah.
You don't have to be like, you could be sitting on the sofa next to them. Reading a book.
It's an easier sort of companionship
situation.
Yeah. That's really interesting. There are some people that, you know, go one step further to make it easier, and they're called hermits. So people that don't have companions at all.
Now, don't mistake.
Maybe they have pets. Which might be true.
But just remember, don't mistake hermits for hermit crabs.
No,
I might be a bit offended.
Absolutely. How dare you call me a hermit? I'm a hermit crab. I've got friends. So there is a question about, you know, how long can humans survive without companionship? And I looked this up, and there's a few stories online about, you know, some people saying that they used to do it. They've done jobs before where they've been... you know, isolated, they've been doing some surveying out in the rural, you know, in the countryside. And after around two years, they got really probably a little bit ill, a little bit sick, because they missed that sort of connection to other people. So I wonder if there is a real human need for companionship.
Yeah.
Okay, that's our timer up.
Oh, so, okay. We've got no time
again.
To do these.
Oh, no.
Actually, we were going to tell you, the only reason that we did five minute philosophy is because it's alliteration. We didn't realise that 5 minutes is actually no time when you're trying to do a podcast.
That's right.
Well, see you next week. Yeah, bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening. Bye.